we will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, yo, it's Mr. B out in Albuquerque, 505. Listeners, Rock Pod listeners, Rolling Off Track Podcast listeners. Yes, sir, it's myself on a beautiful Sunday evening. A lot of tech news to talk about, movies, games, you know, just tech updates. You know how we do Rolling Off Track. And I got my man right here in the Rock Pod Studios, Mr. DJ. How's it going, DJ?
What's up, buddy? What are you doing, Mr. B?
What's up, man? No, just chilling in the studios, you know. Just looking at these stories, and there's a lot of stories coming out, man. It's pretty good.
All right, ready to hear them, my man.
Ready to hear them, ready to roll off track like we do every week, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for joining me, man.
Not a problem. You know I'm always here.
Cool, cool. Yeah, yeah, just chilling, hanging out, and in the background, if you hear any explosions or any type of, like, a movie going on, it's my son, Aiden. He's watching Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Have you seen Man of Steel?
I haven't, but I wanted to, man. Wait for it to get on the Netflix.
Waiting for it to Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Netflix is where it's at, huh?
Nah, man, I'm just lazy.
I think Man of Steel's in a red box. If anybody out there wants to try and grab it and watch it this holiday season. Christmas is just a couple days away, buddy.
There you go, man. It's crazy. It doesn't even feel like Christmas to me, man.
Yep. Three more days. And, we were, at a family member's house, and, on our way back, we passed by a Target, and man, there's just like yesterday when we were driving around, there's just a bunch of people at these stores, you know?
Yeah. Trying to get their last minute shopping in, huh?
Last minute shopping. You drive by, there's a parking lot's full of cars and people driving around, and just a lot of crazy people out there.
Thank you.
Did you do any Christmas shopping?
No, dude.
No.
it's going to be a tight one this year.
Some last minute stuff?
Yeah, it's just, it's honestly going to be a tight one this year, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. And in the studios, so I'm having myself some snacks. How about you, DJ?
Having some snacks, man.
Yep.
You know me.
I was trying to be like a DJ, have something in the studio snacking.
There you go. It's always good to have a little side game going, you know what I mean?
Just to keep yourself busy, huh?
There you go. You know, I got the sour cream cheddar chips.
You got sour cream and cheddar chips?
Yeah, sour cream and cheddar chips, and I got some A&W cream soda.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I got some Doritos. I'm always eating Doritos, man. Doritos is good.
All right. That's my chips too, man.
You like Doritos?
All the Doritos fans out there.
Doritos fans.
Send us your Dorito pics.
Dorito pics?
Of you cheesing.
Rot pot Dorito selfies.
There you go.
Sure. Man, yeah, we're just chilling. No format, nothing, just rolling off track, buddy. No pressure, nothing, just relax. Sometimes I feel like, we gotta put out some good stuff, but, you know, we just wanna do it natural and just hanging out. That's the way I see it, just hanging out.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. I was supposed to put out some mixes, you know, this Friday, but it's been so hectic and stuff for the holidays and, just trying to get everything together and just like all kinds of stuff's coming up. So it's just been really hard for me to sit down and focus on putting out some mixes. But I will. So sorry for promising some mixes and not coming through.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. And I guess your track, remember what is that one called? Like the 3 of 14?
I believe that's the last mix. What is that, a trap step mix? Was that a trap mix?
The trap mix?
Yes, sir. It was, I think it was, relatively similar to the last, group of mixes I released that were, it was like two dubstep mixes and a trap step mix. The 3 of 14, yes, sir, was the trap mix.
Okay, yeah, the 3K play mix pack, 3 of 14 trap step, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was good, man. I heard that one, and it was pretty good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Definitely some good stuff in there. I've been trying to find new music, man, but I kind of ran low on funds. So I wasn't able to, pick up any good tracks, you know, but steadily but surely I'm working on it. I had two mixes that are just chilling, so, you know, I'll just sit on those for a while and surprise, you know.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yes, sir. Cool. All right, DJ. Today, before we talk about what we've been playing, what we've been watching, we had a guest. He wanted to come on just for a few minutes, say hi, and just see what the Rot Pod is all about. And I told him, yeah, that's fine, be a guest, and just come on for how long you want, and just hang with us and talk about some stories, you know.
All right, cool, man.
So this is live, and we're gonna give him a call right now. Let's see what he says.
All right.
Hello.
What's up?
What's up, buddy? How's it going?
Good.
Good. All right. You're on a Rolling Off Track podcast, buddy.
Oh, am I?
Yes, sir. Already.
Hello.
Hello. say hello to the internet.
Yep. Hey, hello.
Yep. Hey.
That's a little coach talking right there.
Yeah,
I like that.
And I guess I could introduce you real quick. I'll let you introduce yourself, but first of all, you're the husband of SLC 801, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, and I'll let you take it from there. You can introduce yourself however you like, and you got myself, Mr. B, and DJ Problems in the house, and it'll be us three just chilling and talking about tech stories. So you can start off with your name, buddy.
My name's Dusty. We'll go with that.
Okay.
It's, like you said, I'm married to SLC, is it 081?
Yeah, SLC 801.
801.
Yeah. All right. cool. Right now we're just gonna talk about what we've been watching, what we've been playing, and it's up to you how long you want to stay on. Is that cool?
Alright, yeah. That'll work.
Cool. And, hopefully you guys see-
If you don't hear me talking, then I'll be quick.
Yeah. All right, that sounds good. If we try and call your name, then we'll know you're asleep.
Yeah, please call my name about three times, and if I don't answer the third time, then fine.
All right. Cool. All right. Yeah, I'll start off first. One of the movies I watched this past week was Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that's an old school movie, isn't it?
Yeah, old school. It's one of those movies you got to pop in every few months and just get re-educated on that.
It's been a while since I watched that movie.
Yeah. Have you seen it, DJ? Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, sir, I have.
Yeah. You wearing his nunchucks, too?
Napoleon
Dynamite nunchucks.
Carried in my back pocket every day, buddy. yeah, it's just the other day I was practicing throwing some steaks outside. Throwing some steaks to the little kids on bikes. Yep. And another one, I wanted to... Well, I guess the movie I watched was Turbo, Elysium. Have you seen those two? Turbo and Elysium?
I just seen Elysium 2 days ago.
Okay. It's pretty good, huh?
It's an interesting movie. It's pretty good, I think.
Yeah. But
crazy how they put civilization outside of Earth.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's a pretty good movie. It's just you just want to kind of figure out what the ending is like, and when the ending comes, it's just kind of I guess if you figure out what's going on in the movie, then you know the ending of it. It's one of those movies.
Yeah.
I guess, and Turbo was a cartoon one, and that one is good. We watched it with the family, and we were laughing, and we enjoyed that movie. That's a good movie, Turbo.
I haven't watched that one, just Elysium.
Okay, yeah, Turbo's about the snail. The snail gets some speed powers.
A fast snail.
The fast snail. Fast and furious snail, buddy.
It's something like the little slug bug, but a snail version.
Yeah.
What's it?
Kirby? Oh, Herbie? Yeah, like Herbie. But it's a snail, and he kind of gets mixed up in the engine and gets speed powers and ends up racing in the Indy 500. And yeah, it's a pretty good story. It's a different story. And just like DJ said, it's animated, so, you know, they came up with the story, and it's not a, not a story that that a real,
it's not a true story.
There's no true snails out there.
Not autobiography of a snail.
The little snail that
could. Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was a good movie. If you guys, listeners out there, you guys wanting something, a new movie to watch, and you guys haven't seen Turbo, I think Turbo would be a good one to watch. It's good, funny.
I guess I'll put it on my list.
I guess one of the things that I've been playing and I accomplished, I beat the game, Call of Duty Ghosts.
All right, man, what you think?
The game was good, and then I stopped playing maybe for a week, and when I continued just this past weekend, I didn't know I was at the last part, so when I started, and I only played maybe like for 15 minutes, and I ended up beating the game, so I was almost there for the previous week, so... But the story's good, like I said, compared to the other, Call of Duty games, like the Black Ops 2, I didn't really enjoy the story, so I didn't end up beating that one. So this one, the story was good, so I ended up beating it, and it's a good game to recommend to others if you guys are into shooting games, so that's a good game. Do you play, any games, Dusty?
Not no more, man. I used to play a lot of games well back in the Nintendo, Super Nintendo days, but other than that, I stopped after PlayStation.
Oh, okay. I think on the last episode we were saying, I wonder if everybody's played NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Have you played NBA Jam?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a surprise if we end up getting a guest on the show and they haven't played NBA Jam.
Yeah. Well, I've played it, so it's been a while though.
All right. So just because you played NBA Jam, you're welcome on the podcast anytime, buddy.
All right, that's good then. Free pass.
Free
Is that
pass.
The one where you catch on fire and then shoot three pointers, whatever, then you shoot a flaming basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one then.
Yeah. All right. I guess since I don't know how long you can be on, but I guess if you don't mind, if you played or watched anything, either on a tablet, phone. Whatever, Dusty. You want to share something?
Yeah. I haven't really had time to play any games, man. Just busy with other stuff, you know.
Busy with life, huh?
Life, yeah. Work and
life, work, family.
Family.
Yes, sir. And it's the holidays too. So, are you busy out there shopping? Last minute shopping?
Yeah, we had our shopping done last week before the holiday rush. So didn't want to start bumping and running into people.
Oh yeah, okay. So your Christmas tree is full of presents?
Far. I've gone and take it all to the family.
Oh, okay. Cool. You guys are here in Albuquerque too, and you guys are headed out to family and other places than Albuquerque?
Yeah, out toward back toward the ridge. Rihanna Lake, Pruitt, through.
Oh yeah. And if the listeners don't know it, that's going toward west of Albuquerque, going toward Gallup. So, just in case the listeners out there don't know what little places you're talking about. So, yeah, cool. So, alrighty, DJ, did you get to play or watch anything?
I watched The Matrix Reloaded, man, taking it back old school.
Okay, that's the second one, huh?
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Hadn't seen that in a while, man. Wasn't able to sleep the other night. That on, and I forgot how long of a movie it was. It was so long that I was watching it, fell asleep for a good minute, maybe about 4 hours, and I woke up and it was still running. I don't know if maybe it cycled twice, but it's still running by the time I woke up.
Late at night, in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a pretty long movie, I guess.
Is the second one kind of boring to you, or?
No, man, it's actually pretty action-packed.
Cool.
Yeah, man, you know, taking it back old school, watching Matrix Reloaded, that's about it. Haven't played too many video games, man, kind of been doing Christmas thing, you know?
Okay, alright. Cool, alright then, it's the first story we can talk about. The first artificial heart was implanted in a patient in France. So first implant of an artificial heart is working, and the patient is doing good. Is that good?
How long is that heart supposed to last?
It doesn't say. It's just, I guess they did some prototypes, and after the prototypes, they kind of made some better improvements, and so this is the final one. So after that, they put it in this guy in France, and they said so far he's doing good. His body's doing good, and the heart was priced around $195,000.
What if somebody really needs that, man, and then they don't have the money for that?
Yeah, especially $195,000.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yep. Yeah, it doesn't say how old this guy was too, so I don't know if this guy was a rich guy or if they donated it to him or something like that, but yeah, it just says he was the first human to have an artificial heart, and he's doing good.
That's good, man. That's good.
Droids. Like they said, turning into droids. Next story, Beyonce. I think you guys know who Beyonce is. Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yep. Dusty raised his hand right there. He's awake.
My hand over
from he's awake. He woke up when I said Beyonce.
Yeah, I woke up after your story.
Yep, Beyonce surprises Walmart shoppers with $37,000 worth of gift cards. So this was in Tewksbury, Massachusetts.
And I've seen that one on the news.
You saw it on the news?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're out there looking for Beyonce news, huh?
No, that was just local news, and they ended up showing it at Walmart somewhere in Massachusetts.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was giving people a gift card, and each of them were worth $50. And
you should go to Gallup Walmart and do that, huh?
She'll probably be broke, you know.
Yeah.
And that Walmart's pretty packed too, huh?
Yeah, Walmart. And we go there on the first and the weekend.
They were the first of the weekend. You know. And one thing they were kind of assuming too was she picked a Walmart because Walmart was the only one that was carrying her new album that she put out.
Really? Oh. Walmart was the only one?
Yeah, Walmart stores are the only one that's carrying her album, and the other stores like Target and I forgot what other store it was, but mainly Target and another store, they refused to carry her albums, sell her albums in their stores, so Walmart was the only one, so they kind of speculated on that she picked Walmart just because of that.
That's surprising, man, because she's an icon, and she's a role model, so I don't see why they wouldn't sell her albums, you know?
Yeah.
She even makes a Christmas album, and she even sings, you know, Christmas songs, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, huh?
So that's kind of, they're being humbugs.
She is an icon, that's why I drink Pepsi.
Is that your favorite?
Good call, brother. Good call.
So I guess you guys, the listeners out there, if you like Beyonce, you'll be able to find her album in Walmart. Nowhere else. And next story: LG introduces 34-inch ultra-wide 4K monitor. The one different about this is the ultra-wide in the name, which is it's just like two times the size of a widescreen. Wide. Mm-hmm. Kind of picture it without the height being changed, the width expands more, so it's like looks like a real like a skinny screen, you know.
Your eyes are gonna start going different directions on the screen. They're gonna go their own directions.
They go, yeah. So if I guess the one of these the people that would like these monitors is those guys that like two monitors that like using two, like you DJ, you use multiple monitors, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like instead of having multiple monitors next to each other, you could have this one, and it takes enough space as two monitors put together.
Yeah, I guess you could do that. That works.
So instead of having that break between those two monitors, you could just have one single long wide monitor.
You know what some people do? They use big screen TVs, man. You know what I mean? So you can have multiple things there and still one screen.
Yeah. Have you ever tried hooking your computer up to your TV, Dusty?
What's that?
Have you ever tried hooking your computer to your TV, trying it as a monitor?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you do that and you watch like Hulu or YouTube, it's pretty good because it's all big and you just get a sort of a better experience.
Yeah, I'm studying a computer monitor.
Yeah, yeah. How about you, DJ? You do that with your TV?
I need a HDMI cord that's long enough, man.
Oh, okay.
I've been wanting to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need a longer HDMI cord.
I usually use my laptop and hook it to my TV. It's pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good. The five best PlayStation 4 games. One of them is Rezogun.
What is it?
Rezogun. It's like a space shooter. I think it's like from the side view, side scrolling. So I can't think of a game that it's like right now. Right at the top of my head. What's that?
Like Mario?
Yeah, that like side scrolling, but it's space shooter.
Yeah,
that's one of the popular ones right now on PS4, and another one is a Killzone Shadowfall. It's another shooter game. Another one, Battlefield 4. I don't know if you guys have been hearing this on the news and all that, but that's a pretty popular game, Battlefield 4. Another one, Need for Speed Rivals, a racing game. That's the one I was playing on the PS3 a couple weeks ago, and that one's a good one to recommend to people if you're into racing, so that's pretty good. And the last one, Flower for the PlayStation. Yep, five games, five PS4 games. You guys still awake out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just listening to those games, I'm not sure. I don't have a PS player, so.
Oh, okay, okay. Cool. Well, maybe something you guys might be interested in this. BMW has the coolest key of all time. It's a, you know how like a, I can't say it right now, but those car alarm, those keys, the one that go in your key, remember those black little things? Those black little things. But that one, so this one, it's going to have like a little screen on it, and you'll be able to control your car with it, with this little thing that's connected to your keys. You can start it, turn it off, turn on the heater, just about anything with this little key fob. So you can start it, you can see, because the new BMW that's coming out, it's going to be electric. So on this key screen, you'll be able to see how much power it has and how much miles it'll be able to go before you even go outside. You know, instead of like going outside, going to get in your car and looking at the gas gauge and seeing how far you think that it might go.
Yeah.
So this, you can just look at your key and it'll tell you how many miles you have left to go.
It's like one of those little pets that used to come in the Happy Meals. What were those little gigapets, man? It tells you when it's hungry, when it needs to shit, when it needs to go to the doctor, when it needs an upgrade, when it needs an update, when it needs two updates.
Yeah. So yeah, so that little thing is just, I don't know, I think that's pretty cool to have something like that in your house and you don't have to go outside to check everything.
Heck yeah, man. That's cool.
And if there's something wrong with the car, it'll tell you on that key fob too.
There you go.
Gotta thank technology.
Yeah. Yeah. For some things. Yeah. And there's one thing I posted, I think it was on, one thing I posted on the social media was, what did I put? Something like about, tablets making us lazier people.
You think tablets are making us lazier?
You know, like with the apps and just being able to, sit on your couch and grab your tablet and just look at stuff.
You can order anything.
You can order. Yep, yep. Do you know any tech that interests you, Dusty?
Any what?
Any tech stuff that interests you?
Not really. Simple guy, man, without technology. If I need it, then I'll get it. But other than that, I really don't need it.
Oh, okay. So you just, this is pretty good. Then you just listen to these tech stories, see what's going on, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if you have a pet, you'll be able to get this mind reading headset for dogs that allows them to speak to you.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
So you'll be arguing with your dog then for a while.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. And it comes in three different tiers. $65 one. It just gives you just a basic thought patterns like the dog is tired, hungry, and curiosity, and just a little bit of English words. And then the next one is $300. So on this one, it's able to give you more words. Instead of the three, tired, hungry, and curiosity, it'll be able to give you more words, like I guess almost like complete sentences. So So I guess they're making money off of this. And then the third one is $1,200. And this one, it's kind of like, just like Dusty said, you'll be able to argue with your dog. And this one just gives out more sentences, and it's just like talking to a person.
It's like the Stephen Hawking squawk box thing.
Yeah, so I guess.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I guess you can picture it like that, yeah. So if you're willing to spend $1,200 for your pet and then wanted to argue with your pet, then this would be good for you.
Hell nah.
No, I'll probably get the cheap version.
The cheap version?
You don't want to argue with anybody else.
You're right.
Yeah, you just need to know if your dog is hungry or tired.
Yeah, that's all I need to know.
Remember, like, was it the movie Up? Remember that dog, that those little things on their collars?
Yeah.
Have you seen Up, Dusty?
No.
Oh, they have these little things on around their throats, these dogs, and they're able to talk to the humans. One thing that happened here in Albuquerque, Paul Walker Memorial Car Meet. Did you guys hear about this?
I've seen it on the newspaper.
Okay, yeah, it happened 21st, yesterday, Saturday, and it was up there on Dion's Pizza on Paseo in Wyoming.
Wasn't it a car show or something?
Yeah, it was a car show. I guess it was one of Paul Walker's charity. It's called Reach Out Worldwide, and people just came out and donated and showed off their cars and just showed their compassion and their love for Paul Walker and what he's done. Did you like Paul Walker, Dusty?
Me?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, just the guy that just showed on the movies.
Oh, okay. Do you like the Fast and Furious movies?
I think I watched the last one, the 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Furious 6, I think, just turned me away because all the stunts that they kind of went overboard on some of the stunts that they did, and it was just like crazy.
Oh, yeah. Especially that long, long scene at the airport strip, huh?
Yeah, that's the longest airstrip for me. My wife was saying that's the longest airstrip in the world, I guess. I mean, going and going.
Yeah. DJ, did you get to watch Fast 6, Fast and Furious 6?
I haven't seen them, buddy.
You haven't seen it? You know, I think it's out on DVD now. You're going to probably be on Redbox in a few weeks.
Definitely. I wish I had like a whole box set. I'll go buy all of them.
Yeah, check it out so you can start racing on the streets of Albuquerque, buddy.
I did that, man, when I was 16, buddy. I'm done with that.
You're done racing?
I'm done racing, brother. I did that street racing thing, and that's too many tickets for me, man. One too many.
Yeah. So you do any street racing, Dusty?
No, I don't.
You good driver?
Yeah.
You get those State Farm commercials, those rewards? After 6 months?
No, I'm with Geico, so.
Geico, okay.
They're happy with me, that little gecko.
Did you say 15% in 15 minutes?
Yeah.
cool. And I don't know if you guys seen my post. Drivable $500,000 piece Lego car runs on compressed air.
What happens if you hit something? Will it fall apart? Or?
Yeah, that's kind of what they're thinking, what they're assuming. They don't want to take it any faster, so they only let it cruise between 12 to 17 miles per hour.
The Legos will start jiggling apart, man.
Yeah, it could be.
They'll start running them over. And hey, have you seen that one insurance commercial where the guy's on that little side cart on the motorcycle and all of a sudden it falls off and he's going down the hill?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's just falling apart as he's going, and he's like, help, help!
Yeah,
you like that guy, man.
So, over over 500,000 Lego pieces.
I guess that guy, instead of having a toolbox, he has a Lego box.
Yeah.
There you go.
In case one falls off, just replace it.
Yeah. Instead of looking for a wrench, I just, just have a bunch of extra Lego pieces in your toolbox.
Different sizes and different shapes.
Yeah. You guys ever mess with Legos when you were small?
I used to a long time ago. We lost too many pieces, so.
Oh, okay. What about you, DJ?
Yeah, man, I was always
Legos. Yep. Here's another story. Android smartphone made of solid titanium cost $1,800. Smartphone made of titanium. Would you guys buy one?
I probably wouldn't.
You probably wouldn't?
I don't think I need it.
Yeah. I guess this is for those people that just buy stuff for just to have, just to show off.
They have nothing better to do with their money.
Yep, yep. Here's one from the reservation, Dusty. Danette hoping to earn spot on U.S. Olympic team for speed skating. So this,
I seen that on the newspaper, but I didn't pick it up. I was in a rush to head out and just seen it on the cover part. So that'd be awesome.
So when you see these, when you seen the paper, you saw a Beyonce magazine next to it and you picked up the Beyonce one. Huh?
No. I just seen the newspaper cover and seen that, speed skater trying to just make the Olympics.
Yeah, he's gonna be trying to make the 2014 Winter Olympics in Russia. So his final test is gonna be on the 27th of this month.
Yeah, does he have a chance? He's doing good, or
they say he's a good skater and he does have a chance. And one thing that he says is, I don't care if my legs are burning, I don't care if my body's hurting, I'm gonna be doing the best I can just to make the Olympics. So he's out there from. He's from Chinle, so this could be the first Navajo to get on the U.S. Olympic team speed skating.
Yep, wish him luck.
Wish him luck. Wish him luck. So how do you like being a guest on the podcast, Dusty?
It's very interesting. First, the radio podcast, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
First time on it.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, check it out. All the information I give is on the rollingofftrackpodcast.com, the website.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out, and all the information is there, and I'm adding pictures and just adding some of DJ Problems' mixes and music. And so just try to make it a one-stop place to check out your tech, music, and all that stuff.
That'll work. You can check it out more.
Yeah. Sounds good, bro. Sounds good, Dusty. All right there. I guess we can catch you at a later time again, and you're always welcome since you played an NBA Jam.
Yeah. All right. We'll be good on the show. Thanks.
All right. All right. Well, we'll see you on the internet. All
right. Have a good night, fellas.
All right. Later, bro.
Buddy.
So, yes, sir, listeners, that was a Rock Pod guest for number 38, and he just wanted to come on just to experience the rolling off track. You know DJ?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's awesome. Listeners, always welcome.
Come and chat, join us, even if it's for a few minutes.
Yeah, even if it's for just a little bit, come and say what's up. If you guys know any new technology or any new games or anything that you think we might like, give us a holler, shout us out, get on the show, hang out,
yep. And one thing from the last episode, we got a few people that messaged Mr. B, and they're saying that they were disappointed and disappointed that I've never watched the Christmas Story. Remember that story?
Yeah.
Was it from our other guest, Carlix? So we got a few people that messaged and they said that they were disappointed that we never watched Christmas Story.
No. We're on the chopping block. We're on the chopping block, Mr. B. We need to watch the We need to watch the flick, man.
We need to watch it. And then actually I did see previews on, I don't know what channel it was on, but I did see when they're advertising like this is going to be showing on this day and stuff like that. I did see that on Christmas Day they're going to be showing a Christmas Story. So I did see that, so I just might be able to watch it on Christmas Day.
Hey, send me a message or something. I might forget. Oh, sorry, I'm bad about that, man. You know what I mean? If I don't write it down in my little book, man, I'll forget.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And another person that tweeted us too, at RotPod and at DJ Problems, boys, make sure you get your booze just in case you want to take a booze present. I guess they're not going to be selling on Christmas Day, New Mexico law.
Yeah, Jaden 420.
Yeah. So,
get your booze before Christmas.
Before Christmas, right?
Before Christmas.
Yeah, before Christmas.
Or else you ain't gonna booze it on Christmas.
Yep, yep. Another one, Max Grace Lewis, at Rot Pod. Merry Christmas. And I didn't get where this person was, but I guess where this person was, they were, in a warm place. I guess they're not from around this area where it's colder. Uh-huh. So they said they were enjoying where they were at. It's nice and warm. And I replied to them that it was cold here. And it's just, you gotta be bundled up to go outside.
You know what? It was actually nice today, man.
I didn't really get a chance to go outside. Did you go outside?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad actually. I walked outside and I was like, wow, it's actually nice outside. It was decent. It was, I think it was a little windy during the morning. Last night it was snowing. I walked outside and it was snowing.
Okay. I did see the snow on the, northeast side by the mountains.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of snow and you could, from the west side, you could see the snow border.
So like the snow caps are forming on the Sandia Mountains.
Yeah. So we got to get that.
We need to plan our trip, buddy.
We do, man. We do.
So we can go snowboarding too and shred it up. Shred it up, Braz.
Shred it up. And, yeah, I think, from my work, we're going to be getting a little vacation time. So I guess, maybe during that vacation time, I'll be, posting and messaging, DJ and see if we could do something during this time.
Let me know.
Another one also, Jaden420, at RotPod. I've never seen this. Green cherries.
Green cherries? No way. Can you send me a link?
Yes, sir. Okay. I just sent you a pic if you got it there, DJ.
Oh, wow, dude. And they got the stems too. How crazy.
So it's got like Reese, Mara. How do you say it?
Maraschino cherries?
Maraschino cherries with stems.
Why does it say
with the stems?
You know, because some of them come with the stems and some of them don't.
What do the stems do?
They're just, you know, when you pick a cherry, they have the, you know, like an apple, how it has a stem on it.
Oh, okay.
Same, yeah, just same thing. You know what I mean? The cherries come in like, I don't know, I guess some like grapes, you know, or they come in bundles of two or whatnot. You know, you can pick them apart or pull the stems off or leave them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, she was, just like we said, share anything with us and we'll bring it up. And green cherries, buddy.
That's cool, man. I've never seen those before. That's something new.
Put a green cherry on top of your apple pie.
They got, first it was green eggs and ham, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, now it's green cherries. Oh, and then they had a green ketchup. Remember that? They had green ketchup.
Oh, yeah. That was only for a little bit, huh?
Yeah, they had the green and the purple ketchup. So, yeah. Crazy things they try, man.
Next is green Doritos.
That's crazy. That's like the Christmas tortilla chips, Christmas, man.
Yes, sir. And another one, also from Jane420, at Rot Pod. Breakfast at the bar, Billy's Long Bar, football day. That was today and around, I guess a little bit after noon, she was getting her drinks on and just, having a day at the bar watching football.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a little afternoon. So I guess that's okay in some people's books, huh?
Yeah. I mean, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
what do you prefer? Like, do you have a preferred time after time?
To drink?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what time I have, man. It's about that time. You know what I mean? I look down at my wrist and I go, it's about that time. So, you know, it could fall in the range of, you know, 2 a.m. or it could be, you know, 10 a.m. or it could be 2 p.m. Who knows? You know, it could be about that time, you know,
it's just that time. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It's just that time. Just that time. What do they say? Like in those songs, like it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's beer 30 somewhere, man.
Yeah, beer 30. Yeah. Yeah. All right, DJ, number 38, Rot Pod.
In the books, buddy. The books. You're getting up there, man.
Rot Pod. We got to get that into the Webster Dictionary now. Rot Pod.
There you go.
Get the listeners saying that every day. Rot Pod. Got to have that Rot Pod.
There you go, man. The ROTPOD.
Say it's singing and say it in your sleep.
There you go, man. like The Walking Dead. Pod.
All right, DJ, there was other people that were messaging and I guess wanted to come on, but hopefully next time we get to have some more guests on, different guests, and it's,
let us know, so we can have you guys on. Love to have you guys on and chit chat and hear cool stories and, you know, answer any questions you guys got for us. So keep them coming. Keep them coming, you know.
And, I guess we can do another one, like right around Christmas or right the day before Christmas, something like that. So, not this episode. I'm not going to say Merry Christmas, but I'll wait till the next episode. How about you, DJ?
Sounds good.
Thank you all, listeners, listening, subscribing, listening on iTunes, listening using the RSS feeds. Like a few episodes ago, I mentioned that we just got onto Stitcher Radio. Use the app, listen to Rock Pod. And then just this past week, I announced that Rock Pod is on TuneIn Radio. So you can listen on the web or the app. So TuneIn Radio is one of the other popular players out there, and get Rock Pod on that and start listening.
All right.
Listeners, just check out the rollingofftrackpodcast.com for everything, and I'll be DJ Problems Late Night Mixdown will also be on there, so go to the website, check it out, at ROTPOD, rollingofftrackpodcast@gmail.com. What about you, DJ? Where do you want them? Oh, Facebook too, Rock Pod, Rolling Off Track. And DJ, you want to say or give out anything?
Just the norm at Twitter, at DJ Problems, PROBL3MZ, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Vine, I can't even think. Oh yeah, Mixcloud, DJ Problems Official. Let's get the mixes. I want to thank all the, listeners out there and stuff like that for, giving my mixes a chance and a listen and stuff like that. Made it to 3,100, mix plays. So
yep.
I'm excited about that and so appreciative. I'm happy, really happy. It's making my year, you know, making my year for sure. So,
and, to the listeners, DJ will be giving some little updates about himself and his music on his podcast. So, just like I said, look for that on the rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Steak or salmon?
I'm a steak man.
Steak man? Oh, yeah. And Mr. DJ, any last words?
A steak's the way to win my heart.